Chapter 12. My Father. My father and I stood alone outside the garage, and the place was suddenly very quiet.
It was fun, Dad, I said.
Yes, it was, my father said.
I really loved it, I said.
So did I, Danny. We walked slowly towards our wagon. Maybe we should close the garage for the weekend, he said. It's Saturday, isn't it?
But we always stay open on Saturday, I told him. And on Sunday too.
Maybe we should stop doing that, he said. Let's do more interesting things with our weekends. We sat down on the steps outside our wagon. It was a nice place to sit and talk and do nothing. I know about a place that is 3 miles away, said my father. It's very quiet and there's a beautiful stream.
Which stream is it? I said.
My father gave me one of his small smiles. It's a stream that is full of fish.
Can we go there?
I cried. Yes, he said. We can try to tickle the fish. Doc Spencer told us how to do it.
Can we go now?
I asked, getting excited again. Yes, but we need to go to the village and buy an oven first, he said. Did you forget about that?
But we don't have lots of pheasants to cook now, I said.
We still have 2 pheasants, and we can poach more in the future, he said. Let's go and buy it now, Danny. Then we'll come home and make a picnic, which we can take to the stream. We jumped up and started walking towards the village. And what happened next? That was the end of this story, but it was not the end of my adventures with my father. Because my father was the most wonderful and most exciting father in the world. Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers. Danny, the Champion of the World. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 4. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Saffron Dodd. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.